This is the big one, 700
Kelly Cunningham, because of the marriage of Tom Cruise and others pending, the issue of Scientology has arisen. Joining me now is David Toretsky, who is an expert and a critic of Scientology. David Toretsky, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show.
Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
David, what is Scientology?
Scientology is a religious cult. It's a Gnostic religion. That means it's based on secret knowledge. And at the highest levels, the levels where Tom Cruise and John Travolta find themselves now, Scientology is about telepathic communication with the spirits of murdered space aliens.
Wait. You said that quickly. Go over that again.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot to absorb. And, in fact, L. Ron Hubbard's genius was in how he got people to the point where they could believe this. If you tell someone at the outset, you're going to be talking to murdered space aliens, they couldn't believe it. Your own reaction is typical. So you can't tell them that up front. And Scientology goes to great lengths to keep that information secret. They've threatened to sue both me and my university, Carnegie Mellon University, for exposing this information. And they have sued other people who've exposed it. But the information's out there on the Internet, and I'll explain to you a little better now how someone gets sucked into believing this kind of thing.
Tell me how, because I maybe aliens have visited the Earth. I'm not opposed to the notion that maybe the UFOs have aliens inside of them. But I'll be damned if I believe in a religion in which there's telepathic communications between dead aliens.
That's L. Ron Hubbard's genius, is that he can get you to believe that. And here's how he does it. Scientology starts out presenting themselves as a self-improvement movement. They say they have tools to help you succeed in life. And if you walk into your local Scientology church, like the Cincinnati Org, I know you have one in your city.
Yeah.
They'll give you a free personality test, which always shows that you have severe personality problems, but Scientology can help you with that. And they'll sign you up for some inexpensive, simple courses. Their intro courses are called things like Success Through Communications is one. Another one is called the Personal Efficiency Course.
Yeah.
They don't sound nutty at all.
No.
But what they're designed to do is to get you comfortable with them, to give you some inexpensive, easy first steps, and slowly gain your confidence. Now, what happens after that is Dianetics, which is Hubbard's homegrown quack psychotherapy. Scientology grew out of the book Dianetics, which he published in 1950. And in Dianetics, you learn that everything painful that ever happened to you is recorded in your what they call the reactive mind. It's Hubbard's version of the subconscious. And you're taught to recall these painful memories, and the thought is that by recalling these memories, you rob them of their power to affect you. So they'll sell you the Dianetics book for about $8, and they'll try and convince you to come in for Dianetics auditing. Auditing is their term for therapy, where you go through this process of recalling these painful memories, and in some versions of auditing, you're actually in a light trance. They call it the Dianetic reverie, and they deny that it's hypnosis, but medical professionals who've looked at this have called it a kind of hypnosis. Now, once you believe that you're recalling memories from your past, and Hubbard claims you can recall memories all the way back to conception.
Really?
In the Dianetics book, he talks about people remembering attempted abortions by their mothers.
Oh.
He has a big fixation on that for some reason. Once you're doing that, once you're recalling these memories, then you're told that you're an immortal being. You've lived thousands of lives, and Scientology will teach you to recall the painful memories from your past lives. And this is where they've got you, because once you start believing that you are recalling real memories from your own personal experience in past lives, now you're divorced from reality. You're separated from conventional thought, from science, from mainstream religion.
Oh.
And you're in their reality.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, this is a very powerful, very affecting thing. I'm sure you remember cases of false memory syndrome where incompetent or unethical therapists had people convinced that their parents sexually molested them when they were kids, and it all turned out to be fabrication.
The McMurray case.
the McMartin preschool case was an example. Yeah, and there were many other examples of people who recovered traumatic memories of abuse that were later shown to be completely fabricated. The human mind is a tricky thing, and it is possible to get people to confabulate memories if you know what you're doing. Well, false memory syndrome is a sacrament in Scientology. That's what they're about. And the thing is, once you've recalled memories of your past lives, it's really not that big a leap to think that, well, in some of these past lives, you weren't on Earth. You were in some other civilization.
You were like an alien?
You were an alien. We were all aliens.
Aliens.
In past lives.
Oh, my.
And so now to get to this level where you learn about the aliens, that's called level OT3 in Scientology. You have to spend a couple of $100,000 to get up to that level. And most Scientologists never get that far. And so if you walked into the Cincinnati Church of Scientology today, the Cincinnati Org, as they call it, and you ask the person behind the desk, tell me about the space aliens, they'll look at you like you're nuts because they have no idea. You cannot know about this stuff until you get up to this very high level, which takes years and years and lots of money. And once you get up there, you're forbidden to talk about it.
Well, when you get to that level, do Scientologists believe like in God or Jesus Christ or Abraham?
Actually, L. Ron Hubbard taught that the images that we have of modern religions, the Bible, angels, Jesus Christ, that all of these things were implanted by these evil space aliens.
Oh.
The name you want to know is Xenu, X-E-N-U.
Xenu.
Xenu was the head of the Galactic Confederation 75 million years ago when he massacred all these space aliens who were living on these planets that were part of the Galactic Confederation. And what he did was he grabbed them and he brought them to Tegeac, which was the old name for Earth, and he dumped their bodies on volcanoes and blew them up with H-bombs, and then he collected their spirits using an electronic device, and he submitted them to 36 days of brainwashing.
What?
And part of this brainwashing was the imagery that we today see as the devil, as Jesus, as Judaism, Christianity, all the modern religious notions are all a result of this implanting process that Xenu engaged in.
David, it sounds to me like you've lost your mind, too, talking about this stuff.
Well, it took me a while to get my head around it, I'll tell you. The way I got into this, I'm a free speech activist, and 10 years ago, I learned that Scientology was trying to suppress publication of information about them on the Internet. And so I went over to a news group where people were discussing Scientology, and someone had just posted a court document. And they said, you better get this quick because the Scientologists are going to cancel my posting in a few hours. So I downloaded this file. It's called a Fishman Declaration. It was filed in a court case in California. And I turned it into a website. And I posted the URL for the website and said, the Fishman Declaration is available at this following location at Carnegie Mellon. And I went home and went to sleep. And all hell broke loose. The Scientologists phoned, faxed, and FedExed the university. They threatened to sue Carnegie Mellon and me personally if I didn't take this file down. And so this got me really curious, and I looked at this thing. What is this thing? And in this thing, there's the story of Xenu, the evil space alien.
Xenu, the alien, the spaceship alien who came here 75 million years ago.
I don't know if Xenu actually came here, but he sent millions of other aliens here to be massacred. Actually, let me correct that. The document says that Xenu is presently imprisoned in a mountain trap with an electronic device. So Xenu is here someplace.
Where is he? Is he like in the Alleghenies or the Blue Ridge?
I think maybe someplace in Arizona, but we're not sure.
Is his name Zach Kramer or Andy Furman? Have you heard the names Andy Furman mentioned at all?
No, I haven't heard that.
So Xenu is still hanging and banging somewhere in Arizona.
Yeah, they got him locked up.
Well, now, Tom Cruise and Johnny Travolta on the surface appear to be kind of normal. No one can believe in this crap and be anything other than delusional. Am I right?
Yeah, they're deluded, but they're forbidden to talk about it. I mean, you'll never hear Tom Cruise or John Travolta say anything about space aliens or Xenu, and if you ask them about it, they would just deny it. But what's interesting about Tom Cruise is that as he's become more vocal, things have started to leak out. So Scientology generally doesn't talk about past lives even. They try and keep it very vague. But in a recent interview, Tom Cruise, they did get Tom Cruise to admit that he believes lived in past lives, and that we've all lived lives before, and that we can recall information from our past lives.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, I don't know what to say about this, David Turetsky. If someone else needs more information, in your view, Scientology is nothing more than a cult that ensnares thousands in its grip, takes away their money, and teaches them a bunch of delusional, paranoid, schizophrenic matters.
Yeah, that's true. They're very dangerous, in part because of their position on mental health. Hubbard believed that psychiatry was an alien plot. That what we see today is modern psychiatry is just a continuation of a billion-year-long conspiracy by evil aliens to enslave their populations. And because of that, Scientology has been very vocal in its opposition to the mental health field and to the use of psychotropic medication, things like antidepressants and antipsychotic medications. So they have a front group called CCHR, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which lobbies Congress to try and cut mental health funding, to try and prevent people from going to therapists or using these psychotropic medications. And as a result of that, some people lose their lives.
Now, it says there also people who attain the state of clear were said to be free of mental problems, plus the pains of arthritis, migraine, ulcers, allergy, asthma, coronary difficulties, bursitis, poor vision, and even the common cold. It was quite a bargain for the price of a book, and Dianetics quickly rose to the top.
Yes, back in 1950, Dianetics was briefly a bestseller. It was even a national fad for a few months. And Scientology did make many medical claims for Dianetics and for Scientology. In fact, they have a device called an E-meter, which is a kind of a crude lie detector that they use to help them in their Dianetic therapy. And they also use it to help them make this telepathic contact with the space aliens. Well, in 1963, the U.S. government seized hundreds of E-meters because of Scientology's illegal medical claims. This is the Food and Drug Administration who seized them. And Scientology engaged in an 8-year legal battle with the U.S. government,
Jesus,
including two appeals to the Supreme Court to finally get their E-meters back.
Well, if the American people, David, need more information, you have a website. If you have a loved one about to enter Scientology, forewarned is forearmed. How would they get a hold of your website?
Actually, the best website to start with is called Xenu.net, XENU.net, and that's maintained by Andreas Heldal Lund in Norway. If they want to understand what it's like to be a Scientologist, the best book to read is called The Road to Xenu, and you can find that on the web. Just Google The Road to Xenu. It's by Marjorie Wakefield, and that'll explain to you how someone gets sucked into this belief system.
And Xenu is spelled XENU.
That's correct.
And this 75-million-old dude is still living somewhere in the deserts of Arizona waiting to return to Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, they got him locked up, and I don't think they want to let him out.
Well, I don't know what to say, David. I'm never going to see another Tom Cruise movie again. I know that. This guy's a nut.
Well, he's not going to be on your show either. He's pretty ticked off that we've just spilled the beans to all your listeners.
All right. Well, you're the man, David Turetsky. Thank you for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show.
My pleasure, Bill.
Thank you.